Last week at the 5:30 Saturday evening vigil mass, and at the 7 a.m., I set a particular theme that really I'm setting also for this. And it's almost a repetition of last week's homily, except in this particular case, I described the vignette that was on an audio-visual, but we've been able to get permission to show this audio-visual explanation, really, a demonstration, if you will, in the concrete, what is considered transcendent and invisible and mystical. And that has to do with the sacramental system. It has to do with the coming of the Holy Spirit. And most especially in this case, it has to do with the sacredness of the holy sacrifice of the Mass. You know that the Second Vatican Council said that the Eucharist, the liturgy, is the source and summit of all of our Catholic faith. It is par excellence when heaven meets the earth once more. St. Francis would call it, of Assisi, that is, incarnational spirituality, in that just as Jesus came to the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and the God-man, Jesus Christ, gestated, and we experience his infanthood and on into his adulthood and his suffering, death, resurrection, and his going into transcendence and mysticism and then sending us the Holy Spirit, and we are the extension of Jesus Christ in time and space. Such rich images, metaphors. But we often forget to imagine in the concrete exactly what that means and how we are to image it in a sense of consensus of how this is the source and the summit, because one of the things that I become aware of, and I may be off, so please excuse me if you think this does not apply or has not been your experience. It seems to me so to me. But one of the things that's going on, maybe it's because of Roe versus Wade, maybe it's become, there's 14 states now that have legalized euthanasia, assisted suicide. Maybe it's because murder and mayhem seems to be so constant, not to mention critical spirit and mean-spiritedness and whatever goes on, the disrespect that goes on in our culture, that I often think, have we lost the sense of the sacred? You know, the holy. To respect, which means to look again with esteem, to put on the eyes of faith and see God is everywhere because of the incarnation, that he sends us the Holy Spirit, certainly at Pentecost, the birthday of the Catholic Church. We have our own Pentecost experience when we are baptized. But the reason for his coming to send us the Holy Spirit is so he uses this instrument, this temple of the Holy Spirit, to be his tool, his machinations in the world, his building up, not to tear down. And so many times I think that the culture can influence us to the negative, that we forget that because of the cross we are called to bless because we're blessed, beginning with baptism, and God blesses us always, always, and most especially in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And then we're equipped to go out and give to others what we've received. The word Mass means the sending forth. The word liturgy means the work of the people. The work of the people is to step into the eternal sacrifice of the Last Supper, passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. We don't just recall to mind as a memory, oh yeah, that happened, and I'm thinking about the Last Supper. No, remember in our mysticism, the Last Supper, there is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And in the middle of that, there is always the tableau above us of the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. It is not complete until the final coming. And when we were at Mass in the sacraments, we step into that tableau at the passion, death, and resurrection. I might not know it or realize it or think about it here. I certainly might not be feeling it here. And maybe I'm really tired and I'm distracted and I've had a stressful week and I don't even want to be here, whatever else goes on. But the teachings of the church is that your soul is present. Your soul is present is what is going on at Mass. It's the soul that gathers up that source and summit of grace, and then you're sent out to give to others what you've received. From the soul that influences the mind and the memory, the soul that touches the feeling and the affect, the soul that touches and compels me to be, yes, an instrument of peace, a manifestation of the divine, yes, to be someone who shares the light as opposed to not. And so last week I shared, and then I'll ask for the lights down, and we'll go into the 7-minute video, and then we will go on with the rest of the Mass. But my community of the Third Order Regular of Penance, we're all over the place in many countries, and every now and then, our Father General in Rome gathers up different vignettes or experiences that he hears or are sent into him about a friar who experienced the Holy Spirit, in whatever way that is. It might be a thought, it might be an experience, of preaching or in confession, it might be something that someone said, it might be a moment of prayer where one sort of, it seemed that I saw God, I saw Our Lady, I saw an angel, I saw a saint, I heard, it impressed me, it moved me to tears, or it moved me to action, something. You know what I mean. It's part of the Catholic faith. It's part of the sense of the pneuma, part of the spirit, that we're not quiet enough to experience anymore. What with technology, as good as it can be, it also interferes with what Gerard Brantley Hopkins calls. You got to develop the inscape in order to develop an appreciation of the landscape. And so one of our friars years ago in Ireland, which is where we began, his name was Brother Gregory. He was a religious brother, not a priest. He was busy as a sacristan, and he got caught up in things, and Mass started, and he went around to where we would be in the lobby of the church, and he's walking in, and this is where it picks up. Some years ago, one morning, I came in the back of the church when it was full of people attending Mass. It was All Saints' Day, and the bell was ringing for the elevation. And as I came in, I was given an extraordinary vision. Over the altar, I saw the saints in heaven in bright robes and glorious light, kneeling to adore the sacred host. There seemed thousands of them right up into the roof of the church, and I could see Our Lady and the apostles, St. Lawrence and St. Agnes, and many more he recognized that he had devotion to. Then I looked lower down, because all the people in the church were bowing low, and I could see over their heads and behind the altar there seemed to be a sort of a great cavern opening, and the souls in purgatory had gathered in hundreds around each side of the altar, in dark clothing, and all lifting up their arms to the elevated host. God showed me all this in a moment or two and left me weeping in great joy, thinking how close we are to heaven and the souls in purgatory. And always ever since, I have a great desire to adore our Lord at the elevation together with all of them. What I just shared with you in my time, just prior to the Second Vatican Council, this is what we cut our teeth on in preparation for the First Holy Communion in second grade. We were given a sense of the mystical. And one of the consolations that we were told is, if we'd lost a parent or a grandparent or a brother or sister or a friend, when we were at Mass, they were in that invisible, if you will, whether souls in purgatory or saints in heaven. We were communing with them and they with us, with Christ gathered at the altar, which the video will show. And we took great consolation because we know that love never dies. All souls in heaven and in purgatory, and please God on earth, are attracted to the source and summit of our Catholic faith, the high point of the sacrifice that brings about our salvation. For now and for always, this is where we pray for the conversion of hardened hearts and stiff necks and clouded minds of sin and those who don't know. And so maybe we pray that someday they will know whatever it is we know by way of what we appreciate in our Catholic faith with faith and good works. Or maybe as Protestants, they solely focus on the scriptures only without the tradition that we have. Well, we know that to be ignorant of the scriptures is to be ignorant of Jesus Christ. So certainly our Protestant brothers and sisters are full of the Holy Spirit. But as Pope John Paul II, the saint and the great, said, Catholics have the fullness of revelation of our mysticism, of our transcendence, of our supernatural, of the invisible that is made in the concrete, most especially at the holy sacrifices of the Mass, where that which is secular becomes sacred, that which is concrete becomes now fluid, in that it is Christ that is at the consecration. The priest disappears, if you will. He's an alter Christus. And it is Christ that has the elevation and the transubstantiation. He is in persona Christi, another Christ. He's in the person of Christ. It is the Christ who absolves you and gives you absolution, as the priest has been honored to hear your struggle and our struggle with sin. And you so yearn for God's grace and forgiveness. And so the priest mouths the words of the body of Christ, the church, I absolve you. But understand that it is in that moment the Christ that absolves you. And we go on our way, once more full of grace and once more worthy to eat his body and drink his blood, to be full in our souls with his grace. And we are sent out, we let our light shine. And so just so we're all on our own page, the same page, because sometimes it seems to me, after the Second Vatican Council, maybe we didn't get the model that I presume we all did. And sometimes I find out that's just not so. For whatever reason, maybe people were too interested in turning the altars around and getting it into English. I can understand that during the Latin Mass, this was especially the solemn mystical time. And it was a solemn mystical time in the Latin Mass because what you're going to see in the video is what we were seeing in our mind's eye. This is what our souls were present to, and we knew that, and there was a solemnity. That seems to have been maybe neglected, sometimes forgotten, but it is just as valid and vivid in our own time because it's the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And the communion of saints, which is the blessed in heaven, the faithful on earth, and the souls in purgatory, that's the body of Christ, the church, and all of us are gathered around the altar. And even though we might not think it here or feel it here, the soul knows, the soul sees what you are going to see, and I would like to remind you of it or inform you of it whenever you see this video. It's called The Lifting of the Veil.